Blog Talk Radio.
Going on in the galaxy. Jimmy said he wanna be a rapper, but have you ever thought of being an adapter? 10 years from now, will you be able to change? Will you love the game and will you teach the same? Will you think I ain't fucking with no capitalism? You don't pay your taxes and you throw you in prison. What you really know about sacrifice? Giving your life, paying the price. The price of freedom is death sometimes. Better that than dumb, deaf, and blind. Make a weak heart lose breath and mind. Huey P. Newton came just in time. So I'ma be like him, I'm getting it in. Until it opened a pen because we're destined to win. Hasta Victoria Siempre. I am Fidel, I am Che. I am Toussaint, I'm Cinque. Us revolutionary sensei. See, I work for the people, the streets is my office. So Uncle Sam, keep your damn hands up off us. It's about to be a riot from the workers to the bosses. Obama gon' just double cross us. Fuck him, you gotta be like him, a bit like her. The revolution gonna reoccur. Be say cool, be your lil. Who really wanna get free for real? Be your soldier, be your rebel. Who wanna take it to another level? Be a G, be a LA. If you want some liberation, better start today.
Be free, like a breeze in the ocean. Be free to be who and where you wanna be.
Yeah. I wanna be free like Frida. That's not that Frida. I see so much freedom every time I see her. She painted pictures, she saw herself. She painted the revolution that she saw herself. And that's real, change that's real. When you think of revolution, how does it feel? Would you risk your life or kill? Or sit in a cell like the crew in Jaleel? Brought it back for the cause. I did it all for the cause. Stay in tune with the sun and the moon. Got so much love for Russell Maroon. That's Swoss, he's a boss. 39 years behind them walls. 22 years without no calls. Banging on the system to the freedom all. Tulolita Lebron. Viva la revolución. Siempre mi corazón. It's cause of you I fight on. You got to be like you, don't be like them. Don't be no phony, don't be my friend. Just be right there when I need you. Oscar, we fight till they free you.
You gotta be like him, a bit like her. The revolution gonna reoccur. Be say cool, be your lil. Who really wanna get free for real? Be your soldier, be your rebel. Who wanna take it to another level? Be a G, be a LA. If you want some liberation, better start today.
Well, if you're looking for a hero, don't look any further. Kill the revolutionary, but you still can't murder the revolution. Because the revolution has come. For our daughters and sons. Free, say cool from in jail. Or we gon' give them hell.
We gonna be like him, a bit like her. The revolution gonna reoccur. We say cool, be your lil. Who really wanna get free for real? Be your soldier, be your rebel. Who wanna take it to another level? Be a G, be a LA. If you want some liberation, better start today.
I'm on my Huey P. Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, political activist. Today grant freedom to Mumia, Geronimo Pratt, returning from combat. I react, my fists high, all power to the people. Black beret, match these boots on the ground. Ain't no secret what I'm reppin'. I'm a walking billboard, RBG. I'm the mayor of the ghetto, Punchy Carter. I give you these raps like H. Brown. I go harder, moving smarter, COINTEL, pressing charges since Hoover was in office. And the mission was to put all of our leaders in the coffins. Left us with Messy Jesse, middle fingers down, sharp. And I don't usually cuss, man, but fuck Charles Barkley. This one for little Bobby and Fred Hampton, Fleeto Drumgo, John Kluskin, and George Jackson. Ain't no Latin, killer pig, we call it Soul Daddin. I'm an artist, Emery Douglas, these graphics is propaganda. Ain't no Wakanda dedicated this to the Black Panthers, cause Black Power's my motherfucking anthem. Get your hands up, understand, my niggas active in the streets. Every fashion, free food for the hood, plus we monitor the traffic. Keep an eye on lights flashing, meaning cops harassing. No more probable cause, just baiting you for a reaction. Listen, I'm sick of these crooked ass politicians. I can't even drink the water in my city, but who the victim, huh? They looking at me crazy. I think they sleeping on me, time that they awaken. They waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the Black superhero in the making. Said ain't no killmongers, it's real hunger, see what it feel like. Ain't no spaceships in my hood, nigga, this real life. Vibranium through these speakers, watch as I build mine. The technology that I'm using, they never will find. Futuristic flavors I'm creating as I pen lines. I'm here forever, yeah, my name is inscribed. When they ask me who I do it for the tribes. I just tapped into their frequencies, I hope they feel my vibes, huh? Oh my, I won't lie, feeling exhausted like pipes. But I'm committed till we all get it right. Get in line, out of order, flow distorted, synthesized, pick a side. Race first, or urbanized, genocide, gentrified, steady victimized. Shift the mind, give them that royal feeling inside. We on the rise, I go hard till I meet my demise. Let you decide what you gon' do. Them chickens finally coming home to roost. Malcolm X said it, this is part two. Centrifuge, interviews over interludes. I refuse to lose, fuck the red, white, and blue. This is Marcus Garvey inspired, I represent my youth. Black and proud, what are you? They looking at me crazy. I think they sleeping on me, time that they awaken. They waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the Black superhero in the making. They looking at me crazy. I think they sleeping on me, time that they awaken. They waiting, the spot's still vacant. Guess I'm the Black superhero in the making.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survivor Die series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by Warrior, Educator, National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the auspicious leadership of the boldest Black woman of our time, National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad. I speak of none other than my brother and warrior leader, Minister King Samir Shabazz. The phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions, with your comments. Tell the warrior to tell the warrior that we are on live classes in session. And before we bring on our warrior educator, I just wanted to let y'all know and have an understanding of what today is. Today is the Knowledge Wisdom Day of the Equality Month of 2019, the year of Knowledge Born. And we are here every Warrior Wednesday to make understanding understood, building on the solid foundation of knowledge and accompanying knowledge complementarily with wisdom, and wisdom as wise words and wise ways and actions. And this foundation, this strong and solid foundation, symbolic of the black man. These wise words and wise ways and actions, symbolic of the black woman. Complementary forces working together in agreement, born into existence, a supreme understanding, symbolic of the black child. So when that inspiration, spark, meet that realm of matter before things materialize, what manifests out of the implementation of said determined idea is the best part. So we're dealing with having the understanding of how to take things from the immaterial and allow these things to work on us and manifest the best part. So we are here dealing with the best part, as God does. He does not worry about the poor part. So we have a duty and responsibility in this process, this love hella right process, to go through the purification process to stand right. So when I speak about this process, I'm speaking from a perspective of having the understanding that the process that we are committed to for the liberation and salvation of black and African people all over the planet Earth, and the decimation and destruction of our enemies, both foreign and domestic, is a process. So now I want to bring forward to the forefront and welcome to the platform. It is my duty, responsibility, to introduce some presenters, a warrior unlike any other, who has stood the test of time, who has wrought through this arduous process of betrayal, of denial, of deception, and everything in its path, every obstacle, every demonic force, every type of trickery, technology, and every kind of serpent, snake of the grafted type of atrocity to befall him, to bring this information to us in a way that will be palatable for our victory, success, and rise. The Speaker of the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, the Black Dragon, our Black Shining Prince, and Black Superhero of this day and time, Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power. Thank you for dealing with some technical difficulties. You know how this bastard does us every Wednesday. So just, you know, be patient with us. I'm going to play a song and see if we can get this together. And we'll be right back on. The phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Black Thrive or Die series on Student Knowledge Radio with the National Minister of Defense of the Black Rise Liberation Party, Minister King, Samir Shabazz. We'll be right back.
All of stand up, straight pride, no homo cancer. Burn him down like JoJo Dancer. My mind was sober and rich prior till his hip fire stormed the villages and shot the face of the true messiah. Play your hand right, straight face, no poker. The vanguard, top five, our books will trump jokers. Spooked by the door, Dido got green reasons. Till they become abreast, I milk the system like breastfeeding. Most of us grew up thinking white man's savior, and we won't give him his props for his pimping his player. Got us loving his women, give it up for some paper. Television images help ingrain his behavior. So the pump to Mr. Drummond, magnum for Mrs. Garrett. Black adoption is abduction, empty clips on Webster's parents. We sit and watch it happen like a sitcom clapping. Beautiful black children abducted by acting faggots.
Brooklyn. My flag fly high, minus the dogma. Heal my people, kill enemies, that's the mantra. I got cream with me, nah, not ganja. Still revealing the villain, and the pistols is penicillin. They say a virus need a host. I resurrected like Osiris with papyrus, it's filled with dope. Hey, Ruth, I fuck up commas to get autonomous. It ain't hard being the best when most of the rappers in your genre suck. Look at these crowd bums, go crowdfund some loud guns. Some of y'all move like the South one. They hanging on to every word a brother utter. Just call me your pops, cause I'm that mug. Go get your hatchet at a cracker. Conscious fools acting ratchet, supposedly promoting balance. Rebuke them, they say they spooking. They weak as hell, remove them. Don't mistake sleepers for sleeper cells.
Listen, my messages are heaven sent. Your pride of lions getting trampled by these elephants. Ready, you're never hesitant. Listen, me and Dream from the UF team. Them red beams getting aimed at your spleen. I'm ill as a 16 when spitting 16s. We blitzkrieg your bitch team. Got an iron mic, you miss Dream. Negroes emulating crackers on big screens. Going marry your beast, having babies with mixed genes. Talk about Wesley, you just sad and depressing. You soften this salad dressing. Your scholarship don't impress me. Dr. Big Homie, keep his name out your mouth. Before the pump shot, he turn you to a stain on the couch. One step us out the mosque and be laying you out. Now this asshole ain't a faggot, you just ganging him out. There's no kind of hate, no lecturer, no debate. We just setting the record straight by punching you in the face.
Born warrior from a soldier, live from Hell's Kitchen, we turn the stove up. We wanna be the king of spitting, I'm the cobra. Survive the vultures with culture in the holster. We jump as concrete, stump until the pothole sinking. So you know this is Sappho season. Power plant base, I'm not for beefing. Been in pros as a teen before I got so vegan. And now it's Anglo-Saxon on the menu. No cannibal, I'm Hannibal with the mentor. Quick stand, bury you with the pencil. And catch waves of hollows from the insult. That'll turn the Teflon to a swimsuit. No forgiveness, but two to the simple. That'll make you forgetful. Disciples who don't carry Bibles, we carry rifles. This is us who live crow.
Where do we get? How about we start? When the end of my blade pokes through your heart, and don't stop till we hear your body drop. Count cool and move on to the next redneck who thought it was cool to carve up our mother's breast. It don't matter. Bring me a Spaniard of a backpacker. Line him up so I can light him up. I'm treating crackers like they whack rappers. Bring on a firing squad to clip him. I bombard skunk of the planet hard for the hard of hearing. For the intellectual midgets with impaired vision, I raise the dead to a perpendicular disposition with ancient wisdom vows in the beginning. I'm from a proud line of unapologetically wild Indians. I'm a gorilla from the womb to the tomb. Spitting plume snake wall paint tattooed to the tomb. I bust notes with the arts upmost. Villainous brush strokes. Hit only built for warlords, killers, and cutthroats.
What's up, boy?
Rich City, Hype Town, B&B. Good morning, New Jersey. From the bricks to the burbs.
one word to describe. Simply put, it's superb. Keep my foot in the earth, steady putting in work. Stake my claim to my surf, pull that thing from my shirt. Yo, this hardball, you saw paws playing with nerf. Motherfuckers think it's a game, so they framing a hearse. On they way from the church, spot to lay in that dirt. In the business of bringing hurt, feel the pain in my verse. A king since birth, no need of praising my worth. I'm 24K, you lame, small change in a purse. I came for the purge, word is he claim me the best. I aim at his chest, full kick, face painted a mess. Battlefield bread, never wonder what's next. Like Nat, but instead of a musket, I bust text. Resurrection of my father, reflecting his footsteps. Check mics with a 1-2, more techniques than kung fu. My warrior art like Sun Tzu.
Yo, let me holler at him, Che. Yo, eyes open, body get up. Libate my aura strategically and immediately. My psyche lit up and ready for work. Deter these gents from testing, they ain't ready for dirt. I'm armed to the teeth with bombs, meant to hurt feelings, meant to murk. Killers a natural occurrence. I'm able and very willing to carry out that. Stop flogging, you ain't about that. You ain't mobbing like RBGs. You ain't a problem like CED. Represent that REPAT. Nation facing any drama, I lace them proper, not a wise decision to threaten, but first apologize. Good night, I where the Hulk when you need them. Somewhere on the big screen in the movie called Freedom. But when duty calls, they Instagramming and tweeting by more town hall meetings, power lecture weekends whenever you see them. But less feet on the ground. Lone wolves lead the Billy clubs beating you down. And that's organizing 101. Foreign is a cummerbund. Y'all see where I'm coming from, probably before the summer's done. Watch, and when this verse pop, I'll be the conscious enemy number one. Get in line, bro, I got 100 of them, homie, I ain't much done, y'all. Red shirt still new to the turf, but wanna run the ball. Soon as they fall, who you think the first person they call?
Seven.
Who you think they calling, huh?
Talk to them, man. Sifo gang. Man in front. Sahe RPG, Chase Black. Doc Mocky. UFG, Bomani. Beetle Green, the pastor. University ad. Sabrio, where you at? Sifo gang. Brett!
All right, black power, black power, black power. Now, can you hear me, God?
Hear you loud and clear, God.
All right, all right, all right. Man, let me explain to y'all, family. I was on, I'm rolling, talking up a storm, getting my mood set for the bomb to be dropped tonight. And y'all ain't hear a damn thing I said. Man, this cracker is in the way. So, Black Power family, a BB for Hodie, welcome to the Survive or Die class. I'm King Samir, your host, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, National Deputy Field Marshal, the new Black Panther Party, under the leadership of Sister Crystal Muhammad, and four-star general in the Azanian People's Liberation Army of South Africa, and amongst many other organizations. But tonight, family, I want to get down to it before this cracker decide he just going to cut us off completely, because this is a topic that I know his ass been waiting on. We're talking about black man and black woman, commitment to liberation. Uh-oh. Commitment to liberation. Now, I know for the past couple weeks, we've been building on revolutionary warfare or guerrilla warfare or guerrillas in the ghetto, more specifically. And the subtopic of that was basically we were talking about, well, not was, we still are, building about our sisters and the black woman when it comes to guerrilla warfare. Okay, and this is a very, very necessary conversation we need to have. So we're going to be dealing with many, many different topics or subtopics under this main topic. We're going to be getting into polygamy and polygyny. We have to fucking talk about it. We have to talk about many other degrees, you know, properly handling one another in a relationship for our survival. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's nothing worse to be mad as hell at each other out in the damn woods or at your bug out spot and you trying to, you know, train and do all, and it's just so much nigga mess. So we're going to talk about all of that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not tonight because, again, this cracker has just showed and proved his ass once again. So I want to build with you as much as I possibly can. So we're going to have a short class tonight, a hit it and quit it. But I want to go into some of my notes here. And I want y'all to listen carefully, especially the sisters. I am an African revolutionary. I serve in the forces which guard my country and my way of life. Let me stop right there. When I say my country, I hope that you have enough damn sense to know that we're not talking about the United States of America. I'm going to let that marinate in your little black nappy head for a hot second, because I know some of you ignorant ones. Oh, America ain't my country. We know this, fool. I'm not talking about America. So I am an African revolutionary. I serve in the forces which guard my country and our way of life. And I am prepared to give my life in the defense or in their defense. What is our commitment to liberation? What are we willing to really sacrifice? Because when we talk about commitment, we're talking about sacrifice at the same time. See, because when you become committed, this means your loyalty is bound. It's a bonded loyalty, like cement to a brick. So this is why, God, when we say the degree of word is bond, the bond is life. The life is holding the brick from the word. See? So our commitment to our African liberationary struggle has to be a bond with whom? First, it starts with a bond with self, because you have to make word bond to yourself that you are committed to African liberation, that you will do whatever it takes. We say by any means necessary, but hell, from the looks of things, a lot of us put some limitations on by any means necessary. See? I want to be free by any means necessary, but do I really got to give up the white woman? Do I really got to give up the white man? Do I really got to give up my pope? Do I really got to give up my crack? I really got to give up my 40 ounce. What are we willing to sacrifice to become committed not only to ourselves but to our nation? Because we have people who have committed their lives for African liberation. And I'm not going to sit here and start naming names because it's just way too damn many. Some of us have family members who have committed their lives to the upliftment of the black race. And some of you shit on their names. Don't know a damn thing about half of these warrior ancestors, but yet you make silly-ass comments. You make foolish statements, false information against our warriors, against those who was committed for you. And you have the fucking audacity to disrespect them? You know why the so-called Black Power movement is laughed at by the white man? Because we ain't committed to shit. We just waiting on a new trend, a new revolutionary trend. Whatever the fuck that is, you waiting on. You waiting for somebody's damn personal business to be aired out all over social media so you have a conversation to talk about, oh, I told you that nigga ain't shit. Look at us. But here you are ain't committed to a damn thing. Are you expecting a perfect goddamn savior? If you black in America, ain't none of us goddamn perfect. So all you niggas who's running around following behind somebody else's goddamn business, you need to check your damn self. When in the hell did you become a fucking revolutionary monk or a revolutionary nun? When did we become so perfect that we haven't even committed ourselves to our own perfection? Think about that. You're so perfect till you're stupid. So perfect till you're fucking ignorant. What are we committed to? You're committed to the dope man. You committed to the white man. And everything this cracker has to offer, your black ass is committed to it. But when we talk about shedding some Peckerwood blood, man, oh, goddamn, here comes everybody's intellectual excuse or intellectual point of view. Well, I don't think we need to kill all of them. Here you go. Do you think Cracker is sitting at the goddamn ham sandwich table talking about, I don't think all niggas need to die. Some of them are good. White supremacy is the founding principle of America. God damn it, this Cracker produces Americlan. Not Americans, Americlans. So now your black ass is suffering because you are a victim of Americlanism. But you're comfortable being a victim. You're comfortable. So you become committed to your comfortability of being a fucking degenerate. So when Warrior Wednesdays pop up and the white man start doing little shit, fucking with the buttons and all kinds of little foolishness, see, that's the child in him. He's committed. These blog talk crackers are committed to stopping the rise of our survival. So it ain't nothing new. We went through this with you bastards already. Almost 1,000 goddamn shows. Ain't nothing new, Cracker. But I applaud you for being so committed for white power. The white man is committed. They're so committed, their confidence level is at an all-time high when it comes to killing niggas. Now crackers is killing niggas every damn way. Huh? The purge has begun. And you know why they're so confident? Because they are committed to the rise of white supremacy, man. And your coon ass is committed to the rise of white supremacy. So every time we talk about getting free, here come one of you silly niggas with your coon talk. Just mouth Putin with your diarrhea all dripping down your damn lips. Shit juice down your lips defending the white man. We ain't committed to a damn thing, man. You still want to eat steak and lobster instead of start training yourself to eat MREs, meals ready to eat. You ain't committed. You still want to go out to the shaky butt. You still want to buy $300-$400 goddamn shoes and true religion jeans at $250 and a true religion shirt, a fucking t-shirt with true religion on it, $125. And that's what you're committed to. That's what you're selling dope to our own people to be committed to. True religion, but you don't know the true goddamn religion of the original man. So you suffer being a victim of Americanism under the white man's religion. So you still relying on the white man to help you out of your condition. You ain't committed to shit. I am an African revolutionary. I serve in the forces which guard my country and our way of life. I am prepared to give my life in their defense. I will give my life if my word shall fail, God. I am a revolutionary. I will fight, and if necessary, die for my country and my way of life. Mother Africa, that's who I'm committed to. That's where my revolutionary commitment lies. That is the foundation of my struggle. Mother Africa. That's why we wear it on our arms, comrades. On our right arm, we wear Mother Africa patch. Because we know that is the root of civilization. And all things have come right and exact out of the root of civilization. Where is your commitment? Some of you niggas hate even saying you African. You get around your coon-ass anti-African friends and, yeah, Africa, I ain't no African. I ain't from Africa. Shut the hell up. You're a fucking hypocrite. Because you ain't committed to shit. Oh, but this white man, he's so committed. This cracker don't mind destroying billions of African minds. Not only through religion, through the food, through his economical system, through gentrification. This cracker is whooping our ass all across the board. What the fuck are we committed to? Ask yourself, comrade. What are we willing to die for? What are we willing to kill for? What are we willing to live for? Damn it, I don't mind giving my life for freedom. But the wise man in me says, I want to live to see that. Our lessons say, I pray to see the day that this devil is destroyed. If you're paying attention, the white man is being destroyed right in front of your very black eyeball. America is falling. She has become the habitation of devils. Huh? There's nothing clean. Everything is foul about America. But the Americans are committed. Hitler was committed. Huh? Mussolini was committed. Hell, Jeffrey Dahmer was committed. Eating nigger nuggets and little chocolate nigger balls. Mr. Munchy Crunchy. He was committed. Timothy McVeigh was committed. Dylan Roof was committed. The crackers who killed James Byrd was committed. The crackers who killed Willie Jones was committed. The crackers that killed young Taquin Law was committed. But all you want to do is twerk and jerk. We ain't committed to shit but our own demise and destruction. Cultural misorientation. It is the outcome of losing one sense of self. The members of a group, in this case Africans, are looking outside themselves towards others for truth, explanations of reality, and examples of whom they should be. Cultural misorientation. You still looking at the white man as your God and Savior. Where is our commitment to Oshun? Hell, we say the black man is God, but then call on motherfucking Jesus when we get in trouble. Where is our commitment? You ain't committed because you lack understanding. God, I heard your bill. Heard every word of it. And since we're building on understanding, hell, that's why we have no commitment to nothing. Because we lack the understanding of what we're dealing with in the first place. You joining the Panthers because you think it's fucking hip and cool. Because you see all these black power fists in the air on Facebook. Huh? But as soon as something don't go your way, you want to leave. You want to start your own shit. You want to get on social media and become a disgruntled-ass rebel. So you start popping fly out your mouth because you ain't committed to shit. But then your punk ass had the audacity to say you love Khalid Muhammad. You ain't committed like Khalid Muhammad. You ain't committed like Malcolm. You ain't committed like Elijah. You ain't committed like Garvey. You ain't committed like Noble Drew Ali. Niggas, you committed to the fucking white man. You praise him. You fantasize about him. You rely on them. You need them. You smile and grin and cheese at them. Eat ham hocks and drink fucking stout with them. And wonder why we still gotta have Warrior Wednesday survival classes. After all this history, after all this beautiful divine lineage, you mean to tell me we still gotta have a damn survival program, survival class every week? God, that's just like saying niggas still stuck on alphabet. We talking millions upon trillions of history of the original man, and we still talking about survival. We ain't committed to shit. The Klan is very goddamn committed. I know you ain't that damn slow. But the Klan is committed. The rise of Nazi Germany, that was commitment. The rise of the People's Republic of China, that was commitment. The rise of the Cuban Revolution, that was commitment. The rise of African liberation in America. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Followed by a unit of 21 cycles. There's a problem. With all of this history, we have yet to stand up and claim our liberation. Don't give me no goddamn individuals, because individuals don't do shit but be an individual. You may raise your little fist, scream a little black power, scream a little no justice, no peace, scream a little brick by brick, wall by wall, but you really ain't committed to revolution. You really ain't fucking committed to shedding this cracker's goddamn blood for freedom. So your commitment is bullshit. Backpack ass commitment, Starbucks coffee drinking ass commitment ass revolutionary head ass nigga. You can't be half committed to your own freedom and then wonder why you ain't free. What you put in is what you get out. It's just like training a dog. What you put in the dog is what you're going to get out the goddamn dog. See? But you niggas is putting black seed in the white dog and expecting a completely black dog. Wrong answer. Now you got a fucking Dalmatian. God damn it, you heard what I said. Now, the obvious form of the contradiction is that it represents an African person functioning Eurocentrically or according to the European survival thrust. African displaying anti-African Eurocentric functioning and behavior. We're still on cultural misorientation. Such Africans, for all practical purposes, then think, feel, and act like white people. They operate according to the European survival thrust. They are defined as normal and healthy by the European worldview because this worldview defines and reinforces only the European survival thrust. See? So even in their improper propaganda, the white man is committed to white power. They're going to make sure everything they do is to make you a cracker, a walking Oreo cookie. See? Culturally misorientated Africans do not, by and large, experience any unusual anxiety or confusion within the parameters of a Eurocentric consciousness over their sense of identity or their functioning because Eurocentric social system fosters this psychopathological condition among Africans. So you think it's okay to be gay? Huh? You think you're right because you want to be white. See? This kind of mentality. Psychological and cultural misorientation, therefore, refers to a grossly psychopathological condition in Africans which masquerades as functional normalcy within the framework of the alien Eurocentric American societal system. So you're constantly being programmed, see, to function with no commitment. This is why your relationship, our relationship with our women, brothers, sisters, with the brothers, brothers with the women. This is why relationships fail. This is why they don't last at all, which baffles the hell out of me. We're supposed to be so damn conscious. We're supposed to be so revolutionary. We're supposed to be so pan-African, but we can't keep a goddamn relationship. Because your relationship ain't based on commitment. It's based on, let me hit that booty. Male and female. Sisters, y'all be like, let me get that ding-a-ling. See? And that's your whole focus. Damn, girl, he's sexy. See, you know them conversations you be having with your chicken-head-ass girlfriend. I mean, with your sister friend. There's no commitment in the relationship, so it fails miserably. But we're conscious. We're supposed to be the woke ones. We're supposed to be the ones with all the remedies to the ills of white power and white supremacy. But in our relationship, we're still practicing and suffering from fucking white supremacy. Because we've been taught how to love by the white man. We've been taught how to live under one another in our relationship and act accordingly to one another in our relationship by the goddamn white man and the fucking white woman. So our whole sense of love needs to just be, throw the whole nigga away, will ya? Just throw the whole nigga away. Reboot the nigga. Huh? Because he's brain dirty. He's culture dirty. But here we are, Warrior Wednesdays. The doctors are open for business. So come on in. Huh? Welcome to the cipher. Strip out your clothing. Strip out that mentality you had before you walked in this door. Have a seat because we're going to wash you down and make sure you function like an African. So we're going to remove all the Europhilia from you to our greatest ability. But we're going to wash that filth from your dirty little black head every week. We're going to wash that filth, that cultural filth, that spiritual filth, that emotional filth, that physical filth. We're going to wash that from you step by step, damn it. And it's going to get harder and harder, and we're going to have to scrub in certain places of your brain because it's so damn embedded with dirt. So damn embedded with white supremacy. It's like having concrete poured over a rose garden, and you still expect the rose to grow. So we got to bust the concrete up. Huh? So them seeds that you getting every week right here on Warrior Wednesdays, the Survive or Die class, they can start to sprout in your black nappy ass head. We ain't committed to shit. Our revolutionary commitment should be the foundation of our life. It should be the reason why we breathe. It should be the excitement of the day. It should be the reason we want to get up in the morning. It should be the reason why we don't want to go to sleep at night. Some of y'all scared of going to jail. I don't understand you niggas. You want to be free, but you want to get free comfortably. Some of y'all worried about getting shot. And I understand. That's the fear in you. That's the bitch ass in you. I understand. Some of y'all scared of getting stabbed, and some of y'all scared to even tear the cracker down in his cold blue eyes. Every time you on your damn plantation, you cracker talking to you, looking dead in your nigga eyeballs. You bow your head. Yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, master. Can I go on break now, sir? Shuffling and scratching. Our revolutionary commitment is zero. If you're not willing to sacrifice, if you're not willing to be committed to this, then you might as well just get on with the get on. Run along and go play with the white man. Because this is a lifetime struggle. There's no fucking retirement plan. There's no revolutionary or no damn RBG retirement home. There's no retirement and freedom or trying to get it any damn way. There is no retirement. Khalid Muhammad died on his deathbed. A revolutionary. He died with a clenched fist. Some of y'all scared to fucking die. Scared to die. And I understand. Nobody wants to die, hell. I understand. But are you willing to give your life so that your children won't have to fight? Or so your grandchildren won't have to fight? How many of us will eat beans and rice for 6 months? How many of us will not talk to the crackers on our job? How many of us will stop buying from white establishments for 6 months? Hell, for 6 minutes. How many of us will start buying black-only products? Regardless of how far we got to walk, how long the order may take, how many of us are willing to do that? What is the level of our commitment to our revolutionary struggle? And you got to be real with yourself. Because if you know damn well you ain't no killer, stop fronting like you are. Stop getting on this social media acting so fucking hard and tough like you damn super nigga. Like you just eat death for breakfast, nigga. Some of y'all just suck bitch asses. Like I don't see you. Stop lying. Stop fronting. You's a bitch. That tough talk don't impress me. Fighting Pekka Woods impresses me. Hell, you better check my resume. First revolutionary in history to be sued by a United States president. These the fucking Pekka Woods I take it to. Y'all still worried about some little cracker in a fucking trailer park some damn where calling you a nigga. Or trying to act like one. I'm going straight to the head cracker in charge. I don't fear these motherfuckers. Why? Because my commitment, my prayers, my sacrifice, my life, and my death is for the liberation of African people. Whether you fucking like me or not, I don't give a damn. Fuck your feelings, nigga. I don't care. Fuck your feelings, cracker. I don't care. My commitment is to this. My commitment to this comes before my woman or women. And it should come before yours, brother. And that's why you're so fucking weak and cowardly. Because you allow your woman to just run your punk ass. You allowing your woman to effeminize you, but you a revolutionary. Man, some of these sisters need to be put in their motherfucking place. God damn it, I said it. Don't give a damn how you feel about it. Some of you sisters need to be put in your damn place. Because my commitment, you fucking right, I said it. Because my commitment is to the upliftment of the African people. And damn it, we need to get right. We need to get tight by tonight. Because this cracker ain't playing with us. You playing with the white man. You playing with yourself. This cracker ain't playing with us. And if you think he is, you better watch your local news, fool. Where is our commitment to our revolutionary struggle? Black man, we got to train and teach our women. Stop being so goddamn passive to them. They will never respect us as a man. if we always do, baby. Like you on some fucking damn pit cloud. Everything is just romance and love and grapes and lavender flowers, baby, and roses for you. Fuck all that. God damn it, this is war. Baby, we talk about roses later. Right now, we're going to put some roses over this fucking cracker's grave. How about that? We're going to send this motherfucker to the essence in self-defense and dump a few roses on his goddamn grave in the name of our ancestors. Sisters, it ain't time to be talking all this romantic shit all goddamn day, all damn night. We at war. We got to talk battle plans. We got to talk survival strategy. We got to talk preparation. We got to talk medical kits, ammo cans, food caches. Yes, baby, I love you, but damn it, we're going to talk some survival right now. Yes, baby, you're my everything. I love you. Yada, yada, yada. Fuck all that. How many damn bullets we got for the AK? How many bullets we got for the 45? How many bullets we got for the 9? We got 9 ammo cans of each? Check. What else on the list, baby? Oh, daddy, we got 72 gallons of water for each person. Oh, check. What else we got, baby? Oh, daddy, we got such and such and such and such. Such and such and such and such. Check, 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 check. That's the kind of conversation we should be having today. And I'm dead ass serious. And again, I don't give a damn how you feel. I'm going to teach the truth whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not. Damn it. Some of our sisters out here ain't had no black man since the black man been created. So we going to have to talk about some polygamy and polygyny. We going to have to discuss it. See, we got to stop being so fucking scared to talk about what's going to make us hurt or feel some kind of way. I can't watch no slave movie because I'm going to get mad. And that's why you still a damn slave. We got to stop hiding. If we're talking about being committed to African liberation, we got to talk about this shit. We got to talk about what we're going to do with the racists and the pedophiles in the black community. We got to talk about what we're going to do with these fucking informants and goddamn snakes in the black community, in the organization. See, we too fucking scared to talk about shit that's going to make niggas get emotional. Fuck your feelings, nigga. We're going to talk some damn truth. And with that being said, I love you more than you hate your black self. We're going to take a small black song music break, and we'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 929-477-1755, 929-477-1755. We'll be right back at you. Black Power family, please bear with us. We're having some real issues. Oh, damn you, devil. Damn you, devil. Damn you, devil. Damn you, devil. Bear with us, family. We're working on the problem as quickly as we can. So just sit tight for a hot second. And we'll be
back. We as black people need to unite. We need to get together as soon as possible. We're being smoked and killed by these pigs every single day. Driving while I'm black, walking while I'm black, breathing while I'm black. They gun us down in the street.
Fresh boots for the new recruits. I raise an arm and a salute as I address the troops. They say black riders is extreme, that's how we gotta move. And tell the truth, we've been betrayed, so now we sucker proof. Niggas hating cause we do it like no other do. They throwing shade, we still shining like the month of June. Let these suckers speculate while we keep making moves. We pace across the nation, got power states. Our number twos bring terror to the state, cause we propagating in the booth. Asthmatic with the flow and spreading like the flu. We military campaign on the track. Most of the niggas in the game seeking fame and they rap. Guess the grain breaks psychological chains with these facts. They can move on these haters, launch a counterattack. Learn the lessons from the past, so we sticking with the jab. Keep these suckers at a distance while we execute the task.
We must pick up the gun and aim it in the right direction. For far too long, we as black people have been tricked, bamboozled, and manipulated by the evil racist demons who run this country, who run the United States of America. These demons have caused massacres and mass amount of slavery. Back in the days on the plantation, the most rebellious leader will be drugged in front of the plantation. All the slaves will be brought out the hut. We as black people have been bust upside the head, drugged from Africa, and forced in chains to pick cotton for these bust-ass demons. It's time for us to get together and unite.
This rap is revolutionary African propaganda scattered throughout the entire planet. Communication device like antennas and satellites. Every time I grab the mic and recite what I write, it's like lyrical spirituals of enslaved ancestors round the campfire plotting how to defeat the oppressor. Real youth, we're the root of the revolution. We need wealth redistribution to control our institutions. We're ruthless, rebellious warriors, black riders. The spirit of Tupac is inside us, it's thug life. I represent the resurrection, the insurrection. It's time to criticize the unjust with the weapon.
He will be brutally assassinated for rebellion activity in order to instill fear into our people. For far too long, generation after generation, we have been instilled with this fear. We have been instilled with this cowardice. Now it's time for us to stand up and get together to represent black power every hour. We represent the Black Riders, which is the new generation Black Panther Party for self-defense. We recognize the old generation, the old Black Panther Party, got brutally assassinated by the evil demons. COINTELPRO and Jake Gay Edgar Hoover. He pushed in the crack cocaine, had Hewitt and everybody smoking dope. Now we recognize what's going on. Now we see that you manipulated us and pumped guns into our community. They smuggled these things into the black community to confuse us, to trick us, and to bang it on each other. Now we aware, we are conscious. We recreated the Black Panther Party because it was a need to retaliate on the evil demons. On this mic, you gonna hear today. Comrade, Minister of Public Relations, ERF, to get at y'all, to make y'all understand what needs to be understood. This is Sergeant Scott, our ground force commander. He coming through banging on y'all, letting y'all know the truth, busting you aside the head and breaking falsehood open.
In this world, love my earth, but polygamous more than one girl. Wartime got me heated, government command and conquered holy wars. In effect, and George Bush, Peter Sahasa, I'm shaking hot. Shine up, make them clip that you want. Evils of this world of gods wrote the scripts for that. So maintain the black, keep your mind right. So here, study that. Actual facts, understand that this God man is black. Actual fact, new
Black Panther Party never whack. Hitting back, bust a cop's ass, son, with a bat. And after that, did Jack Hammer threw his rapid back. Look him in his eyes, tell him that's what he get for that. I will smash you, beat you down, kick, bruise, and bat you. I have to break your molecules and regrab you. You stick to, in your gutter, hold your white spook. Off-duty cop, kicked in the mouth with my boot. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building back liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. As I pound the ground, concrete still erupting, you're blazing. I'm still amazing, no interruption, no hesitation. To take a house nigga's head, cause I'm sick of these coonin' niggas with them pretty ass dreads. And I'm sick of hippity songs, every verse is full of lead. And I'm sick of the radio keeping our babies misled. And I'm sick of these faggot niggas come dripping on your face, on your knees for this crack. I can't stand your own way. And I'm sick of happy niggas with these Happy Meal deals. And these Jewish ass labels don't love you for real. And I'm sick of every rapper claiming he poppin' still. He's a bitch for real, you never dreamed to kill. You're living fancy lust. Black Panthers making Bush open us. Walking through the path, Harriet Tubman set for us. Let's go through the map. Revolution, man, is a must. We have come to clash everything that's irrelevant. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. As my thoughts maintain to always remain black. Creep the other night, a devil named Jill got jacked. Big time boss man, run to the crossway. You put the steel in his mouth, take his wife in his den, kill the home at the hotel to spend up all his ends. I used to sleep in the street, so I don't need no fucking friends. All your crack won't be fitting me, but still be loving your enemy. Residing in stupidity, but for my foes, I got no pity. Rather not be dead, the women moving out my city. But I've been watching back up with them niggas who want to go stick me. Niggas saying stuck, everyone them getting shifty. Got body getting funky, now they call me Mr. Shitty. I'm on the hydro skunk and back for sweets. Eyes red as fire, now I'm ready to crush your feet. Mayday, mayday. Now it's time to kill the beast. A new world order clan. No dino, no man up from the east. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target.
Black power, black power, black power, black power. We're black, we're black. 929-477-1755 is the calling number, family. 929-477-1755 is the calling number. You're listening to those who are listening via telephone or blog talk radio. However you're listening, I truly give thanks, as always, for your support. You know, we just bring the truth. We strive to bring you the facts. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank everyone for listening. Before we go to the phone line, if we have any callers, I know we have many people listening, but did anybody push the number one? How many callers we have that actually pushed that number one button? All right, all right. So we're going to wrap this class up, family. Again, I thank each and every one of you for listening. And tune in next week. Same black time, same black channel. And we're still going to continue to piss off the white man. Where's our revolutionary commitment? If you don't have none, you better get some now. Black power. I love you more than you hate your black self.
Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the world. We forever thank Almighty God for coming in the person of Master Faraz Muhammad, raising up in our midst a divine leader, a divine teacher, and a divine guide in the person of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we thank the two of them for the man who is my teacher, my mentor, the man who is largely responsible for what I am and what I am becoming, and I will never deny him. I speak of none other than my spiritual father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. In their name, I greet you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Black power. Put your black fist in the air. If you will look around you, you will see that they have lined up along in the trenches. If you will look in the rear to this section, you will see they have lined up down the middle. And if you can see around the side of the stage, you will see them in their riot helmets and everything. We say to you today, you no good bastard. Thank you.
trying to shut it down on the back. Are we going to let these bastards shut it down? Now we're going to ask the police, back your asses up, and we will leave in peace. Back your asses up, and we will leave in black love and unity. But get the hell out of the way and let our people go. Don't let nobody be arrested. If they grab anyone, to arrest them, and you know that it's a police riot, and it's against even white law, then we fight like hell with those who fight against us. This is not going to be the